Welcome to another season of the Hope Athletics Orange and Blue Podcast. My name is Alan Babbitt. I'm the Sports Information Director at Hope College, where we believe intercollegiate sport is a powerful vehicle for education and personal development. The mission of Hope Athletics is to promote and provide programs defined by academic success, competitive excellence, and transformational experiences. Conversations with our student athletes, coaches, and staff on the Hope Athletics Orange and Blue Podcast spotlight their experiences with the Hope Athletics mission. Today's episode is also part of a special NCAA Division III Week celebration across the nation. Division III Week is a positive opportunity for all individuals associated with a Division III institution to observe and celebrate the impact athletics and student athletes have on campus and in the surrounding community. Hope College is a proud Division III member dating back to 1973 when the organization was formed. With me on the Hope Athletics Orange and Blue Podcast today is another example of that academic success, competitive excellence, and transformational experiences, senior swimmer Dallas Fisher. Welcome to the Orange and Blue Podcast, Dallas.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Let's start to introduce you to listeners here today. Tell us where you grew up, how you got involved with swimming at a competitive level, and just give us that kind of background to who Dallas Fisher is.
Yeah, so I grew up in Highland, Michigan, so just a smaller Detroit suburb, and I started swimming when I was in fourth grade, and honestly, I didn't really choose to start swimming, actually. It was the beginning of the school year, and I got off the bus after school one day, and my mom handed me a bag and said, "You're going to swim team tryouts." So, you know, it kind of just happened out of the blue. It was more because at the time I had really bad asthma, so most other sports really weren't working out for me. So swimming kind of was like a gateway to like athletics at a young age. So the ball kind of just got rolling from there.
When did it become, obviously it was an enjoyable activity once you got going into it. And then there's a point in every young person's life that it, that competitive part really you start to see, and it opens some doors and opportunities. When did swimming become from something you were just starting and trying out to something, okay, I'm good at this and I want to put in time to it?
Yeah. So growing up, I did, a few different sports, and swimming got more competitive in middle school, I'd say. But at the same time, you know, some of those other sports were just as competitive. And honestly, it wasn't until my sophomore year of high school where I really just like took a step back and was like, you know, swimming's been part of my life so long. It's the sport I enjoy the most. It's the one I enjoy competing in the most. And, you know, I think there's something that we have here that I could like use to continue swimming like after high school. So at the time I was playing football and swimming, and you know, being a defensive lineman and being a swimmer don't really go hand in hand size wise, especially like back to back fall to winter season. So, you know, hung up the cleats and was fully committed to swimming.
How did you learn about Hope College? Did you have someone in your life that was familiar with Hope, or was it just part of the general recruiting process?
Yeah, so I was always a little familiar with Hope, partially because, I mean, a lot of big like championship meets for high school and club are hosted at the Holland Aquatic Center. So obviously it's right in Hope's backyard, and then just having other like friends, family go to Hope College. So I was just familiar with what Hope was. And honestly, I never really considered coming here myself. But one of my high school coaches had like recommended it to me. So that's how I kind of started the recruiting process in Hope. And that's how that became on my radar. And I ended up coming for a visit. And, you know, I think that went pretty well.
What is your visit, and then in your, you know, discernment, what was it that decided, you know what, Hope is a place that I want to invest the next, you know, 4 years of my life with?
Yeah, so Hope was actually the only school I got to visit in person. Yeah, it was still like coming out of COVID my senior year. So first semester, especially, there were no in-person like college campus visits. And virtual tours weren't that great. So Hope was like really the first opportunity to experience like a college like in person. And funny story is I did not at all want to go on my visit to Hope. I just really wasn't like personally having a desire to like come to Hope or visit. And it was really like my mom and my like high school swim coach really pushing for me to go. And, you know, once I stepped on campus, all those feelings changed. Really just even with my visit starting with waiting 11 minutes for a train to pass before we even got going to anything. It's like just such a great opportunity with like, it was a one-on-one like campus tour, and just fell in love with the campus and the community right away.
Certainly the trains in Holland are part of the Hope fabric without a doubt. You're not the only one who's been sitting behind a train for a little while. As you came in and then got involved in competing, how did being a member of the men's swimming and diving program help you, begin your, studies here and help you flourish in both in the pool and out of the pool?
Yeah. So, I mean, the athletic department does such a great job supporting like athletic teams academically for academic success. They outline all of our campus resources and then also just have people within the department that are working with our teams to find the help they need. So that's always been really helpful. And honestly, one of the biggest things like academically is like just having that structure of all of your practices and your schedule. It really just cuts out the time you have for like all of your homework, all of your studying. It's something we like kind of talk about after like season ends. It's like we have so much more time on our hands because season's over, but our schedule is so much less structured, and like it makes things a little harder. So just really having that structure to like navigate your academic schedule along with those resources has been really important. And then just being a part of a team too is like you always have that team GPA goal, like you always want it higher than the previous semester. And I know for us on the men's team, it's like, oh, we always want to try to beat the women's team GPA. So just like bring some of that competitive spirit like to academics instead of like just in the pool has always been like an exciting part of it too.
You know, that's another unique part of a program like swimming and diving. I mean, men and women, you're both teams, you're training together, you're in the pool, your schedules, practice schedules are adjusted based on your class load demands or other things that have. It's really, and I obviously being watching it as I'm not there every day, of course, but the brotherhood and the sisterhood between both teams, and then that interconnection of where you're really working together and pushing each other. How would you sum up how, instrumental that is for the success that both programs have?
Yeah. So honestly, compared to a lot of other programs that we're familiar with, because, just the swimming community's big, everyone has like friends, different schools, like what we have at Hope between our men's and women's team, like our team dynamic there is something really special. There's so many combined like men's and women's programs. What I mean by that is like having the same like head coach and coaching staff. And really just the relationship that our men's and women's teams have really just like rises above the rest. Like just the camaraderie and care that we all have for each other. Like we're just like all each other's brothers and sisters, and we're always looking out for each other, and we carry that through not just our season but outside of our season, not just in the pool but in the classroom and like the rest of our lives, like just because like we grew together on like a sports team, we don't just like keep that relationship connected to the team, like it excels like beyond that. So I think that's something really special that we have. And even just with alumni and like recruits, just being able to show them like that's who we are has just been a really cool experience, just seeing how people react to it and just having that here on campus.
And swimming and diving is, it's every sport obviously has its demands and challenges that make it, that's just part of sport is, it's not meant to be easy, but swimming and diving, you guys are in the pool before everybody gets up and then, swimming again in the afternoon to keep that training up. And you go from really September until, the league meet in February. And then, for some able to go on to nationals, you go into late March. It's a long, draining and challenging season. What have you learned about navigating all that and how you rely on each other to get those times where I imagine those cold January mornings, you can have at times not be motivated to get to the pool, but you know you need to get there to get your training in.
Yeah, I'd say like the biggest like motivator is just reminding yourself like why you're doing it and like who you're doing it with, who you're doing it for, because you're just surrounded by so many incredible people. And obviously there's a part of that. It's like, well, we all have the same expectations. I don't want to let them down. I don't want to let like myself down. And I don't want to like underperform when we all have like the same team goals. So the accountability piece is a big motivator, but also just, I think a really important part is just like staying grounded in your faith as well. Like, sometimes it is like really hard to get up in the morning when it's cold. You got to go brush off your car and go swim in a cold pool. Like you're not going to be warm for a couple hours, but just knowing and just reminding yourself that like God gave you these gifts, like athletically, and these gifts of just so many people that you enjoy being around for so much of your week that, just embracing that and that opportunity and not like letting that slip by.
At Hope College, we believe intercollegiate sport is a powerful vehicle for education and personal development. The mission of Hope Athletics is to provide and promote programs defined by academic success, competitive excellence, and transformational experiences. The Orange and Blue Fund exists to support this mission. Your gift to the Orange and Blue Fund provides tangible support to our student athletes and coaches, equipping them with the resources necessary to train at the highest levels and compete for championships and excel in the classroom. Give online at hope.edu/orangeandblue. The student athletes competing at Hope College are among 206,000 students who play varsity sports in the NCAA's largest division, and all are joining in a nationwide celebration of Division III week this week. Division III student athletes play for the love of the game while excelling in the classroom and demonstrating leadership, community service, and campus involvement. Learn more about Division III at ncaa.org or by following Division III week and Division III on Instagram, Facebook, or X.
Men's and swim and diving program led, of course, by head coach Jake Tabor and Dave Jolly and Madison Whitman, assistant coaches, and Rebecca Garza, diving coach as well. Talk about their impact, because obviously you guys are pushing each other and working each other, but you need to have that structure to get those peak performances, come the league meet and see how fast or you can go or how high you can score in your event. Just talk about Coach Tabor and the group that he has with him that has supported, both teams.
Yeah. So, I feel like we have a pretty diverse coaching staff. Each coach definitely has their own strengths and really works off them. Like Tabor works more with some of our IMers and like our stroke swimmers, Jolly with our sprint group, Madison more with like some of our distance swimmers. Obviously, Beck is the diving coach, so that's a little different too. But really just connecting and working with like each group of swimmers that kind of falls into their range as far as like training. And even outside of that, like obviously it's important with like Madison and our staff for someone to really connect with the women's team. And a big thing with them, like I know, especially with like Jolly too, is like their door is always open. So, you know, if you do need some extra support or have any questions or just need any help navigating anything, like they're there to meet with you and to help you out. Cause I mean, they obviously there are like swim and dive coaches and they want to see us like excel in our sport and are like coaching us to do so, but they also want to see us excel like in the classroom and like our own like lives. So they also do a good job as like, we're not just like athletes, but like we're students and people too, and just kind of working with us with that.
Obviously, your schedule, as you alluded to earlier, not only is, you know, filled with practice and then meets, but you go to class and have to study and different, you know, responsibilities there. Tell us about your educational pursuits here at Hope and how you landed on, you know, what you want to do to prepare, you know, for the, you know, after you graduate.
Yeah, so I study electrical engineering and environmental science here at Hope. So it's a little different for most people on the swim team, but I've still had a handful of classes with some of my teammates, and that's always fun to see them in the classroom and be able to do some homework and study with them outside the classroom. But I think what's really cool about our program, and you kind of touched on it earlier when you're talking about schedules, is that like our practice schedule is based around like our schedule, like all of our classes. And I just think that's really cool because I know like there's other programs across the country where it's, you know, they kind of have it backwards, you know, they're, you have to schedule your classes around practices. And, you know, that's not the reason we're coming to college. We're the student comes first for the athlete, and really making sure that we value that educational experience as well. So I think that's just something really great that we do here at Hope. And then also just that acknowledgement like throughout the season too, is just like if there's ever like academic conflicts or just needing some extra support, like it's there and we know where to find it. And if there's ever like a concern, like a coach or teammate might reach out, and which is always like helpful because sometimes like you can't really get the best gauge on yourself, so kind of having some extra eyes on you helps. So it can get hard with just managing time sometimes, but I think like Hope is just based on the size of the school, which is like another reason why I came here. Just really having that personal relationship with the mere professors and like them understanding like your athletics, and having that flexibility has always been super helpful, like in the classroom too.
What do you hope to do with your degree after graduation?
So after graduation, I'll actually be starting a master's program in the fall. So in August, I'll be moving into CU Boulder to start my master's in energy engineering. So pretty excited about that. But, you know, really just enjoying the rest of my time left at Hope first.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast the time can go. And, you know, another opportunity here at Hope that is strived, as you mentioned and alluded to earlier, obviously athletic excellence and a chance to compete, but also, you know, the academic success. But, you know, transformational experience has been a big part. And I know for you, being, you know, part of the focus group here on campus and really kind of growing your faith through that. Tell us about Focus and its history. And we'll start there. Just talk to us about that group and, you know, what it's meant to you to be involved with it.
Yeah, so Focus is the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and this is their second year at Hope. They're like a missionary group that specializes with like campus missions across the country. they began back in 1998, and have just grown ever since. So just having those additional resources on campus and really being able to connect with those people and like some of the missions outside of the school year that have to offer, that's just been a really incredible experience for me.
And yeah, it's one of those kind of fun facts with Hope is that really a really healthy and growing number of Catholic students, you know, at the college, and that's led to this moment and a focus trip you took. What, tell us about, you know, the trip that you had and what you experienced there. I know an alum, a great diver, Cameron Wilcox, was part of that journey as well for you. So to take us through, you know, the mission trip you guys had.
Yeah, so I remember it was just a rainy, like, January day, and, you know, getting out of a team lift, I got a call from Cam, and I can't say I was really expecting a call from Cam, so, you know, I picked up, and he was talking to me and was like, hey, I have this really great opportunity I think you'd be a great fit in, and just started telling me about, like, this mission trip, and I was really hesitant at first, honestly. I had a couple like internship offers for that summer that I had to respond to, like one by the end of the week, another by the end of the following week. So I would, you know, my mind was like, I'm going to take one of these jobs and like, that's what I'll be doing for the summer. And obviously Cam's a good friend and I was really valuing what he was saying. So he told me like, regardless of how I was feeling, just give him, like, commit to a week just praying about it and just let him know what my decision was then. So, obviously, I did that. And by the end of it, I mean, I just realized, you know, here I am, like, going into my senior year of college. And, you know, I see so many great, like, mission experiences around me and have, like, through my whole life, and I've never done that personally, and that's something that I really wanted to make sure, like, I got to experience. And I called Cam back and I was completely on board. I was like, Cam, you know, I want to do this, like, what are my next steps from here, like, how do we make this happen? So after kind of like applying, interviewing for that, we were set to go down to Pecora, Costa Rica for this mission trip. And what was special about this specific, like, focused summer mission was that it was their varsity Catholic mission trip. So it was entirely with student athletes from across the country. So similar to, like, what we have here at Hope with, like, the seed trips for student athletes, except it kind of expanded the scope of, like, obviously, like, at Hope, it's like, like, a lot of the other student athletes, like, through your classmates, through your peers, through your friends. But really just, like, meeting these student athletes from different backgrounds and different campuses, but also, like, sharing that same reason and mission and, like, faith with them for, like, being on this trip, was just really incredible to see. Like, I don't think I've ever gotten closer with a group of people so quickly than I did with this team. And really, you're talking about like, how transformative, like, athletic experiences are, and how powerful that can be. And just seeing that in action was really incredible. Just truly, even with all of our, like, translators, like, the language barrier is completely broken with sport, like, sport being, like, a universal language, and really just the compassion and kindness from all of these people that I got to meet and work with throughout the trip. For me, we were kind of split up for the trip during the day between the elementary and the high school. So I was working more with the elementary kids, and just the compassion that they showed, even coming from as little as they did, from broken homes and really not having much like love in their life, or like older siblings, like kind of stepping into that role, sharing sports and like our faith with them, has been just eye-opening. Like back home, I was like working as a swim coach over the summer outside of the mission trip, and just, you know, I work with a lot of kids, and it was just something special with like that group of kids in Pecora, compared to like anything else I'd experienced.
I would imagine, and that sounds similar to different conversations that I've had with SEED students, is that, you know, obviously you're going down there to serve, and it's amazing how God works and has other people in a totally different part of the world, totally different circumstances, yet somehow they're ministering to you as well. Is that kind of how you felt it too? And maybe, you know, experiencing that for the first time in your life, just because you, you know, hadn't been on a mission trip before?
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree. Like, obviously we're the ones down there, like, for our mission, and, you know, bringing them and like each community in with us, and like working them like in some of our like faith experiences. But really it was them who had like the impact on us. Like, never did I think like I'd be experiencing like, I mean, these people were like experiencing like poverty in their day-to-day lives, and, you know, didn't really have like close families, but they still had like that compassion in their hearts, and just seeing their excitement and their eyes light up, and just all of the hugs, high fives, prayers, just everything, just really taking that in and realizing how special that was, and just realizing that, you know, that's just part of our nature, like, that, you know, we're just meant to like love one another and like care for one another, and just kind of that like rubbing off like more on us too. Just really being inspired by all those kids especially, and kind of like using that like childlike love and excitement, like bringing that into our own lives and like our mission.
There are out there many kids right now that are, that you, a few years ago you were in their same shoes. They're figuring out where they want to go to school and what they want to do with the next part of their life after high school. For someone, if there's a student athlete out there considering Hope, what advice would you give them to learn and discern and find out if Hope is the place for them?
Honestly, whether or not you really like desire to, and I say that just because of my own experience, knowing I was on the end of like not wanting to and just ending up absolutely loving it, is just take that leap of faith. Like, just sign up for a visit or an anchor day or a junior day. Like, even especially now, 4 years later on the student side of things, like, just seeing how the athletic department and admissions just really just provide such an awesome opportunity and experience for prospective students to just get a good look at Hope and see, understand how like our campus community is, and also just the students too. Obviously we're still just going out our day like normal, but, you know, I feel like our students are welcoming on campus to those groups touring, and really are authentic with our interactions and just our day to day on campus. So if you're considering Hope, definitely just, you know, pray about it and just sign up for something. Get yourself here to campus, because, I mean, just my like limited
COVID visit alone got me in love with campus and got me here. And wow, has it just grown so much better to like what a campus visit experience is today. So I couldn't recommend it enough.
I appreciate that sentiment, Dallas, and also your stories and conversation here today. It's been fun to learn about you and obviously the men's swim and diving program and the amazing focus trip you experienced. Good luck enjoying the last few. Oh boy, it's probably we're down to maybe inside a month even at your semester at Hope College and graduation, and then off to see you Boulder in the summer. So appreciate it. And thanks for joining us on the Hope Athletics and Orange and Blue podcast, Dallas.
Thanks for having me, Alan. Thank you for doing this for everyone.